to talk about the RFP related to legal services, which is currently being performed by Brenner Sussman and Carolyn Cohn. So, just so everyone knows, what we're looking at for the process is I took a look at the original agreement today, and the original term of the agreement, which everyone on this call may know, is from June 1st of 2020 until May 31st of 2023. So that's the current term of the agreement that we're operating under. excuse me. Within the agreement is a termination clause, which says that the agreement may be terminated by PNF or the contractor without specific clause or reason at any time during the term of the agreement upon 30 days of calendar written notice. So I kind of want to start off and outline that because I kind of want to know what the goal and the time frame was related to this RFP. So the process is I sent everyone a draft of the document that I had last night. So everyone knows before Leanna went on maternity leave, what she and I did was we took last year's the last RFP, I'm sorry, not last year's, the last RFP, and updated a lot of the information within that RFP. So that's what you've seen highlighted in red and green were really the updates to the last RFP that we did. And updating it to the current information that is on file. So the way the RFP process would work is we would advertise this RFP after we finalize it. The minimum amount of time the city uses for RFP is 2 weeks. Doesn't mean we have to keep it out. We can keep it out for a month, 6 weeks, whatever the case is. And again, it would basically be the same process as last time. We would get the respondents, and this board would sort of review those respondents and go through an interview process with the respondents to that request for proposal. So I kind of wanted to, and then we would go through the awarding process. So I believe everyone, with the exception of myself and the mayor, went through this process the last time, correct?
Correct.
Yeah. Okay. So it's similar to the same process as last time. Again, what I did was Leanna and I went in through the RFP and kind of updated some of the information within that RFP itself. Now, one of the things I did do was I also did a little bit of research on what some other entities had done as well, related to an RFP process related to pension services, legal services related to pensions. And obviously every place is different, but to be very frank and transparent with you, we are kind of in the same boat of what a lot of other places do. So they sort of outline with similar questions to what we have in this RFP, and sort of go through the same process of awarding it based on the interview and the criteria that we set forth in the RFP itself. So I know that was a lot of what I just said. But I kind of wanted to just get a sense from the trustees on what we're looking for as far as like the time frame and everything else with this process.
Can I ask a question or two? Do you know how many people bid last time?
I don't. That was the one piece of information I actually did not get in time for this meeting, Mayor. That was a question I had in for purchasing. I don't know if any of the other trustees know.
Mayor, I would say before Commissioner Cannon will speak, the last time we started this process, I don't know per se how many people companies did bid, but at least four law firms did interview during the process. So we know at least four came before us to go through an interview.
And do you recall, was Brenda Salzman just the lowest cost, or what the determination was of why them versus others?
Well, I'm going to be honest with you. I thought we were going in a different direction when we did the RFP last time. And then at the last minute, Mayor Harp wanted to continue with Brenner and Saltzman. And I had no idea why, but she just said this is where she wanted to go with. But we did interview a company, a female, I want to say, that did leave Brenner Saltzman, went with her own firm. And she ended up being one of the finalists that we interviewed to take over the services. So I really thought we were going with her. But at the last minute, it was an audible, and that's all I'll know about it.
Gotcha. And that's your recollection too, Ms. Cannon?
Similar, but there was 3 to 4 respondents. One of the respondents backed out. They were a New York City firm, and I believe they were given the ability to come in and present, and they could only give us part of what we wanted, but we still kept them in the mix. As to the other part of that, I believe, I'm not sure, definitely Brenner Saltzman was the lowest priced firm, and I'm not sure of why the Harp administration had a big push on the end, as Commissioner said, to retain Brenner Saltzman, but that's how it went down. Robinson Cole was one of the firms. They were presenting with a female that was an employee of New Haven. Mike, you may be able to help me. I'm not sure what her name and what capacity she was with the city. I know you've been here for a while, but there was a city employee, whether it was through your offices or labor or corp counsel, that became a lawyer with Robinson Cole out of Hartford.
Yeah, I'll definitely check that out. I do remember there was someone, I can't remember her name though, that ended up going to Robinson and Cole years ago. I just can't remember the individual's name. So again, I mean, you know, I sent the document, and I think the next steps in this process would really be to review the document and see if there are any changes or anything that need to be made. Because remember, this is the document that would be advertised for individual firms to respond. So again, we updated some of the questions, but again, if trustees know of any additional questions that would be added to this RFP prior to us advertising it, you know, I can certainly make those changes.
To your question about the goal here, Michael, and I don't know, maybe the other trustees will land in a different place, but I think Brenner Saltzman, I think Carolyn has been solid and does her best to advise us in the recent months. It's been, I don't recall, $6,000 a month or something like that. So she's held with that consistent cost. I don't see, so when we talked about it last time, it took like 2 years to put out an RFP or something like that. That kind of shocked me. I don't see any reason myself to change course over the next 16 months. But we should, in my view, we should certainly be prepared that whenever the next group, whether it's Brenner Saltzman or some other company that bids, is able to hit the ground running with all the information they need by the time Brenner Saltzman's contract ends. And so, Michael, if we put this out to bid, can you go through the timeline? It could be a minimum of 2 weeks that the RFP is out there. But then after that, what's the timeline for that process?
So that was the point that I was going to make after the review of the RFP is generally what we have when we advertise RFPs is we ask vendors to hold pricing for about a year. Because that's typically how long the RFP is active for. Now, to be perfectly frank, you know, people respond, but if we go 7 or 8 months later to a vendor, my experience is, you know, they say, well, you know, we understand that the pricing was good for a year, but, you know, due to inflation, whatever the case is, you know, we're not interested in the business anymore, right? So again, we hold RFPs for a year, but there's still no guarantee that if we do the process now and revisit it in 9 months, 10 months per se, that the respondents who respond will still be interested in performing the legal services when we need them to, which is why I always recommend, you know, closer to the date that we think an agreement is going to expire is when we should really advertise an RFP, because then it's respondents at that time, you know, the pricing is current, so on and so forth.
Can we just talk about the timeline? So in just thinking out loud here, this committee meets again after reviewing the document and you know, maybe has some recommended changes. The trustees would have to then vote to put out the RFP, and then the RFP is out for probably more than 2 weeks, but maybe like a month or something like that.
Correct. So we would review this document. Obviously, I think, and I, like I said, I wasn't part of the process before, but I think we would discuss it in executive session because we don't want it out there beforehand. But you're right. The committee would need to vote on, we want to advertise the RFP. Purchasing would put it out. We can have it out for a month or whatever. Let's just say a month to give people enough time to respond to the questions. And then we would need to have the committee review the respondents, right? And depending on the committee's preference with something like this, we would also have to go through an interview process with the firms. So I think, you know, Mayor, you're talking about if you have it out for a month, it could be another 2 or 3 months just because the committee meets once a month between interview process and the approval to go with another firm or Brunner Salzman, whoever it was. You know, you're talking about that process could be up to 3 or 4 months with that process.
And is there a sense of after the trustees finalize and vote on who the group wishes to proceed with, how far in advance of the existing contract ending do we need to do that?
So let me see, what date did I say? I think I said the contract expires May of 2023, right?
Correct, May 31st.
May 31st of 2023.
However, we're in a structured contract right now that as long as we can move without from her within 30 days. I believe that we should look to go ahead with this process so that, you know, Carolyn and Brenner Saltzman still may be the best opportunity, or they may be the best fit for us, and we'll make that decision. But, you know, based on it's been 2 years, I can tell you that 2 years since you've been here, Mayor, and Mike, I know you've been here prior to that. I don't know what capacity on this board, but the last time we did it, you guys weren't here. I believe we have to at least go through the process and hear what's out there for the benefit of the fund, you know, our fiduciary responsibilities. Carolyn may come through again, who knows, but we don't know what's out there.
So to answer your question, Mayor, I also think that the good thing about an RFP is that there's also a point where once we get to interviewing the respondents, let's say we interview the respondents, I don't know, in November of August of 2022, and we say, can you hold your pricing if we want this contract to just go through its expiration period, right? That can be one of the criteria based on awarding the contract to a particular vendor, you know, asking them, you know, can they hold their pricing? If that's what the board wanted to do, was wait until the expiration of this contract. Or as Trustee Cannon said, I mean, it's 30 days. So if we told the respondents, you'll get a new contract in 90 days, because whatever we do, clean up with Brenner Saltzman, if they're not awarded, we could do that. So again, I think that's a harder question to answer, Mayor, on the timeline. It depends on really the preference of the board.
Yeah. I mean, my own view, just to respond to what Mr. Cannon said, is that all this stuff takes a lot of work and staff time. And so the more frequently we put out RFPs for people to see how many, you know, whether we could find someone new, just the more work it is. But on top of that, you know, the contract is for 3 years. We can get out of it at 30 days notice. Yeah, but it's for 3 years. And I worry about what message it sends to other people that might bid that we've had Carolyn and Brenner Saltzman for whatever, a year and a half, and then we just put it out to bid again. I think it'll create an environment where I'm thinking of how difficult it is to hire some department heads, given what's been going on in the press, that people see those types of things and they're less likely to do work in New Haven. If Brenner Saltzman was a disaster or we were having major problems, then yeah, let's do things early. But it's going to take 4 months anyway. Why not just wait until closer to the end of this year to start it rather than doing it now?
I guess that's your point. I appreciate you explaining that. I don't understand the last point. Go back about a minute ago where you said it'll be a year and a half. She's been here. She's been here for this will be her second time in my career that she's done the RFP. So she's been through it. Their firm is used to doing this. We may end up with a better price from her. She may see that there are other competitors out there willing to do the job for less. I think what this process also does is brings us together to go through the process to understand it. Whereas how much work do we need from a legal? I've done a little bit of research and not too many other funds get that in deep with their legal counsel. Now, if you look at tomorrow's agenda, she has, I'm just going to give you an estimated number. I glanced at it quickly, but I think her actual bill this month is $2,400. And that's been like that since we went to this retainer fee, but she's getting $6,000. If you go prior to the retainer fee, she always got in around 4, 5, and 6. And some months she was up to 12. So, you know, the scenario is, I understand it's a lot of work, Mayor, for the staff. I'm not trying to overburden you. I know that people are out now with COVID and other issues. I'm not trying to disparage anybody from coming to work to New Haven. Quite honestly, I think that we need to look at a couple of aspects with this law firm that we want to send the message that we want people to do business with New Haven. It's open. Come here, take a bid at it. Carolyn's held a spot for 30 something years. If you look at her firm, they're entrenched in New Haven over on Whitney Avenue. They've done business with New Haven for 30 years. We talk about inclusiveness. I looked at the roster there. They don't have one person of color on the roster of lawyers. Mayor, I know you're concerned about it. And I know that society right now is concerned about it. So the RFP process may bring that to light, that that's what we're looking for. We want to include people in the process. We don't want to just stay with the old guard that's been there forever. And I'm not knocking her. I have knocked her. I'm not a fan of some of the billing prior to you getting here, Mayor. A lot of this is prior to you getting here. But you have been a leader in a lot of different ways. I appreciate the work that you and Mike do. You put extra money into this fund as a person that contributes to this fund directly myself. I tend to watch it a little harder. $2,400 tomorrow, as you can see on the bill, but yet the retainer is $6,000. She's got it locked up. Go back in history, and I don't want to create more work for you, but you go back in history, she always manufactured that hourly bill to come out around $5,000, $6,000, and she got it. Now she's got the retainer, and the bill's only showing up that she only did $2,400 worth of work. I'm sure she's worth it. I personally, you know, like I said, prior to you coming on board, I witnessed and been involved with some scenarios where I think she dove too deep into some of them. And I'll give you an example. Some of the lawsuits that were very minor partners in, we explained this to her in the HARP administration that we wanted to sit back, let it ride out, let the general major partners run with this. And then 6 months to 8 months later, she's diving back in to create inquiries and then sending us the bill for it. So I just have that. That's the history, Mayor. I want to give you that up front. That's the history. But going forward, we have the fiduciary duty to be responsible to the fund, to go out and look to see what's out there and to get the best service and get the best price. Now, we fast forward to 2022. In the last several years, you've seen that society has taken a major, major improvement to inclusiveness. And yet we haven't done that with this firm. And I don't know if anybody has the ability to pull it up, but pull up their firm right now. You'll see the roster. There's not one person of color out of 25. And I think that's not fair. So I think we need to open that up. And at least if Carolyn comes through on the pricing and everybody wants to keep with her because we're familiar with her, at least that gets presented. That could be one of those questions Mike just sent me. I'm trying to read them, of past questions we asked. What's your firm's breakup? How does it play out? Is the opportunity there? And if we have to send the message that New Haven is open to making sure that we make sure some of these firms bring people of color in, and we'll do business with you. So I think that message has to get out there.
I don't think anyone doubts that we need to put out an RFP. It's just a question of the timeline. Trustees Rivera or Trustee Cousin, you have any comments here?
I mean, from my standpoint, the timeline is basically how we're going to make it. I've seen RFPs done within 2 months. I've seen them take 6 months. It just depends on, you know, the urgency and the absolute need to fill these particular positions. Given that the contract does end May of next year, I mean, you can do it later on this year as far as I'm concerned, and you can still get quality applicants and get people enough time. You go through the interview process, and we can actually let, you know, Brenna Sussman actually give them a 30-day, 60-day notice that we're going to switch course and give them ample time for the transition if we so choose. I think for us, I mean, like, hey, I think right now with times being the way that it are, the way that it is, I don't mind looking at an RFP just to see, can we get anything cheaper? What other value, what other skill set they could bring to the table? But I'm with you. Do we need to do it now? Me personally, it's so far out. I'm just trying to get through 2022 personally. 2023, maybe we could put it out then, beginning of the year of next year for the RFP and see what we actually get.
I think we discussed this at a meeting, but I don't remember the outcome, so my apologies. But when did we vote on going to the retainer of $6,000?
I don't recall it either.
Yeah, it's in the minutes. I don't recall. It was like 5 months ago or something like that.
Okay,
yeah,
so that
I remember when this came up, I pulled up a bunch of the minutes and found it in there. So it's okay. Documented whenever it is.
Okay, I just couldn't recall that. So, I mean, I definitely agree that at some point we do need to go back out. I personally would like to see outreach for minority-owned or women-owned businesses and see who, you know, who bites and take it from there. In terms of the timing, I have to give a little bit more thought, to be honest, in terms of if I think we should do it now versus the next couple of months. So I would want to think about it some more. But I definitely feel that we do need to go out and we need to monitor the bills. I've started tracking the monthly bills and we're averaging, so like last month's bill was 2,000, but then again, we did have October's bill, which was 6,000. So I don't know, it's kind of like all over the place. So I think we probably should just continue to take a look at the bills. Yes, it's averaging about 3,000 a month.
Yep.
So
sorry, Trustee Rivera. So yeah, I think to Mayor, Mayor Elliker's point, I think it's really, from my standpoint and the staffing standpoint on this, I think for us, it's really just the timing that of when we put out the RFP. Again, it's the contract ends in May of 2023. It is going to be a process just because of the frequency of when the board meets, not saying that we can't schedule other meetings like this. You know, once we do get respondents, to be honest, like I said before, I wasn't here when the prior RFP was done. Based on my experience, I do a lot of RFPs in the city for the city and for the Board of Education. I've really never experienced one taking a year and a half, 2 years to do. So thank you, Taylor. I mean, again, it's just the timing of when this board decides. To go to another point that Commissioner Ribeiro made also, just so everyone knows on this board, when we advertise RFPs, if you have a specific firm or whatever the case is that, you know, you think may be interested in the RFP, there's nothing that prohibits us from pointing firms into the direct direction of the purchasing website to look at that RFP. So when we do advertise it, you know, we can certainly, if any commissioners have any firms that they think may be interested in responding to it, we can certainly make them known of that this is out for advertisement.
I have a 4:30 meeting, and I'm just trying to think of a way to deal with this. Should we just schedule another committee meeting in a month? You all can think about the timeline here. We can digest the document Michael sent us and then have another discussion.
Yes, Mayor. I know we're running on time. So I think that's what I was going to suggest is maybe if everyone can review the document because it is, you know, a few years old, and send any suggestions or comments to myself, Leanna, and Taylor, since Leanna's out on maternity leave, include Taylor on that. And we will certainly look at the comments and, you know, adjust the document accordingly and send the draft out to the commissioners for another scheduled meeting if we want to do it in 3 weeks, another month, whatever the case is.
Okay. Does that sound good to everyone?
Yep, I guess we'll see you later.
Okay. See you tomorrow, early tomorrow morning, right? Ms. Cannon, go ahead.
Mike, I'm sorry. The contract's May 31st, 2023. When did it start? I missed that part earlier.
June 1st. I'm sorry. June 1st of 2020.
Thank you.
Taylor, do you mind working with Michael to schedule another meeting of this group?
That's fine.
Thanks so much. See you bright and early, everybody.
All right. Thanks, everyone.
Thank you.
Take care.